Introduction. The publication of FM3O in October 2022 codified multi-domain operations as the Army's operational concept. FM4O describes sustainment operations in support of the Army's operational concept and how the Army supports the joint force in the execution of campaigns. It is the Army's doctrine for sustainment operations across the competition continuum at the theater strategic, operational, and tactical levels of warfare. This publication emphasizes sustainment fundamentals and tactics to provide all commanders, staffs, and soldiers an understanding of sustainment operations. The contents of FM4O are consistent with the principal sustainment doctrine contained in ADP4O and serve as the doctrinal foundation for all Army sustainment operations. FM4O describes how the Army and its organizations conduct sustainment operations and is the Keystone Army Doctrine reinforced in Army Techniques publications including ATP-4-91, ATP-4-92, and ATP-4-93. The doctrine discussed in this manual is nested with the FM3O series doctrine. Sustainment is crucial to the success of operations. The endurance of Army forces is primarily a function of their sustainment, ADP-3O. Sustainment determines the depth and duration of Army operations. It is essential to seizing, retaining, and exploiting the initiative. Sustainment is inherently joint and facilitates the joint force commander's ability to enable freedom of action, extend operational reach, and prolong endurance. Sustainment must be planned, integrated, and synchronized with operations at every level of warfare. Sustainment is dependent upon joint and strategic integration and should be coordinated to ensure resources are delivered to the point of employment. The Army's sustainment capabilities assist in providing crucial operational area opening functions, enabling joint forces to achieve strategic and operational reach. Army sustainment capabilities provide the bulk of Army support to other services, common user logistics, and other common sustainment resources in support of the combatant commander. The print version of FM4O provides a logic chart as part of the introduction. The chart is better understood if read from top to bottom. It depicts the peer threats and methods expected to be employed and the characteristics of the anticipated operational environment. The logic chart reflects the joint operational concept of unified action and defines multi-domain operations as the Army's operational concept and how the sustainment warfighting function contributes to unified action. The logic chart displays the strategic context through which forces conduct operations and how sustainment capabilities are task-organized to support operational forces at echelon across all domains. The chart concludes by portraying how sustainment of large-scale combat operations requires integration into the operations process to enable freedom of action, extend operational reach, and provide the prolonged endurance necessary to accomplish missions, consolidate gains, and win our nation's wars. FM4O contains 7 chapters and 6 appendices. Chapter 1 provides an overview of Army sustainment operations, introduces the 4 elements of the sustainment warfighting function, and discusses the principles of sustainment. It also provides an overview of Army operations and sustainment challenges presented by the spectrum of violence. The chapter also describes the Army strategic context and the tenets of operations and imperatives in which sustainment forces must operate. It describes the operational environment and contested logistics environment. The chapter concludes describing sustainment of multi-domain operations, the authorities and responsibilities vested in the combatant commander, and Title 10 sustainment requirements and various executive agent responsibilities. Chapter 2 provides an overview of sustainment roles, capabilities, and a general discussion of sustainment organizations at the national strategic, theater strategic, operational, and tactical levels of warfare. This chapter concludes with a discussion of joint command relationships, Army command and support relationships, and command and support relationships by echelon. Chapter 3 provides an overview of sustainment during competition below armed conflict. It also discusses sustainment planning, considerations during competition, and describes sustainment roles and responsibilities by echelon during competition. Chapter 4 provides an overview of Army operations during crisis. It discusses sustainment planning considerations, considerations for forcible entry operations, and describes roles and responsibilities of organizations for sustainment operations by echelon during crisis. Chapter 5 provides an overview of sustainment operations during armed conflict. It discusses the link between sustainment organizations and their associated tasks in the strategic, operational, and tactical levels of warfare. This chapter also discusses sustainment of large-scale combat operations, sustainment of defensive operations, and sustainment of offensive operations. Chapter 6 describes sustainment operations in a maritime environment. It begins with a discussion on the characteristics of the maritime environment and the challenges they pose. It also discusses planning considerations for sustainment in a maritime environment. Chapter 7 describes the operations process and the sustainment commander's importance in driving the operations process. It describes how sustainment commanders use operational art. The chapter also discusses how sustainment commanders can adapt their formations for missions and transitions. It concludes with training considerations for sustainment units and sustainment leader development. Appendix A describes quartermaster operations and the functions of the quartermaster corps. Appendix B describes transportation operations and the functions of the transportation corps. Appendix C describes ordnance operations and the functions of the ordnance corps. Appendix D discusses Army sustainment information systems and the importance of linking them to command and control systems. Appendix E discusses and provides examples of logistics status reports and personnel status reports. Appendix F describes the sustainment symbols within FM40.